fourth offseason.
Yeah.
This offense, and I realize an offense is not chiseled in rock.
Yeah.
That it's a fluid kind of thing.
Yeah.
How much can you really change that?
Yeah, well, for sure, especially with Coach Reed, man, nothing's chiseled in rock. I mean, we are constantly changing, constantly trying to get better. I think he's constantly, he grinds over, you know, using the talent that we have and how can we make it better and put guys in good situations and take advantage of strengths. So we're always changing. I think they spent a lot of time after the season looking back at the entire collection of last season, all the snaps, and really, you know, what is our identity? Where do we need to go from here? You know, what are we good at? What do we need to maybe, you know, kick out of the offense? What do we need to add on, build on, things like that? So I feel like it's constantly changed. You know, I know today we stuck on a little tape from last year's first OTA just to kind of take a peek, and you know, very, very different. You know, the install that went in today, very different than last year's install. So, and then obviously there's going to be a big change when you add, you know, when you add Nagy and Chili in there, you know, and both there, you know, they've spent a lot of time this offseason really kind of, I think, trying to clean all that stuff up with Coach Reed. So, you're always changing.
Coach says for right now, you are the number two quarterback. When did you find out that you would open OTAs as number two?
Last week, I think. But I mean, nothing's locked in. We still have a while to go before preseason, and so I got to come in every day and compete.
How much does that change or alter how you prepare for practices, knowing that you are probably the number two guy for right now, at least?
I mean, number two, three, or four, you're still going to prepare like you're the number two guy. I mean, as they say, you're always one snap away, so you just want to be ready at all times.
How does a quarterback get better when he doesn't play in the game?
Watch, learn, get reps. At last year after practice, Coach Nagy and I would say afterwards and work on routes. You know, we'd go before games and work on routes and you know, just listen and watch and Chase and Alex every day in practice, in the meetings, seeing how they break down film, how they understand coverages and protections. So not just sitting there and, you know, just mind somewhere else, you know, really honing in, focusing in on what's going on. And that way, you know, I can come out here now and demonstrate that I know the stuff.